I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We're still watching Remembrance of the Daleks. I'm still recovering from the special weapons Dalek turning a gate into splinters. Gigantic explosion. Boom. So good. So Ratcliffe grabs the time controller, which the Daleks have been trying to hook up to the Hand of Omega, because... you know, he's noticed that the Imperial Daleks and the Renegade Daleks are shooting at each other. So he's like, oh, I'm going to sneak in and grab this. The little girl has clocked him, though, and she zaps him with her Star Wars Emperor lightning fingers. That's the only way I can think to explain it. You know, the Emperor in Star Wars, like, zaps lightning at Luke and Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi. Yeah, that's like... There was a video game where you got that power that I played ages ago. What was that called? The Force something? I can't remember. Star Wars. It wasn't The Force Awakens. That was the 7th movie. Anyway, it was a video game. Was it PlayStation 3 maybe? And you got to have Emperor Lightning Fingers. You played like Darth Vader's trainee. What are they called? In Star Wars, they've got a name. Assistant. Anyway, you learn how to do force lightning out of your fingers. It was a fun game. I remember enjoying that. I've been playing the other Star Wars game at the moment, the new one, the Jedi Survivor, which I also enjoy. Because you get to customize your lightsaber and I can have a pink one. Got a problem. I'm wearing a cape at the moment too in my game. I'm like, oh, look at me with my cape and my pink lightsaber. Look out. Watch out, Empire. I'm coming for you. Anyway, so the little girl's got lightning fingers. So after she zaps Ratcliffe, Mike picks up the time controller and nicks off with it. And the special weapons Dalek just keeps blowing up Renegade Grey Daleks, like just to nothing, like just to smoldering piles of dust, like, pshaw. Oh, that special weapons Dalek. Where has it been all my life? I love it. I remember feeling like that in the 80s, just like, oh man, it's the first episode of this one, a Dalek went up some stairs, amazing, and now we've got like a Dalek that can blow things to smithereens, like to gigantic exploding smithereens. It's so good. Back at the school, Rachel and Allison are carrying a TV downstairs to the cellar. Like, it's TVs back in those days were heavy. I know they're heavy now, but that's because they're the size of your apartment. Like ours is like a whole wall. But back in those days, like even a small television was a heavy bit of equipment. It was like, ugh. And Rachel and Alison are whining about, you know, like, oh, we thought our help was needed in a technical area rather than physical labor, which is weird. It's like, why didn't the doctor get like some of the squatties to do it? Or are they off looking for Mike, I suppose. The doctor is fannying about with Christmas lights that are hanging out of the transmat, the fiber optics. Someone's NBN. And Rachel wants to know why the Daleks are fighting each other. Like, you know, what's going on? So Ace explains to her that Daleks are into racial purity and the blobby renegade Daleks don't think the Imperial Bionic Daleks are pure enough. Alison is amazed that the doctor can rewire alien machinery, and the doctor's just like, yeah, I got 900 years experience. I've been doing this for a while, love. That's what I always say when I'm doing things. I'm like, yeah, I've done this a couple of times. I'll be all right. On the bridge of the Dalek ship in space, the order is given to bring back the Hand of Omega. So the Imperial Daleks, who with the help of their special weapons Dalek have overcome the resistance of the renegades. They leave the yard with the Hand of Omega following along obediently, floating behind them. Like they don't need to hold it up with their sucker arms because, you know, like the doctor didn't need to carry it. The only people that needed to carry it were Radcliffe's men, and maybe they didn't know that it didn't need to be carried. Or because the doctor programmed it not to go with the Imperial Daleks, it was resisting. Oh, I had another theory. This happens sometimes in this podcast. I know, it's amazing. But yeah, maybe the reason the guys that Radcliffe hired had to lift it and put it in the truck is because the doctor said, only go with the Imperial Daleks and float along behind them. Don't, like, the renegades, I don't want them to have you. And so it was like kind of like, all right, well, I'm going to make it. Not going to make it easy for them. I'll be heavy. I do love the idea of the Hand of Omega just going, I'm being heavy now. Look at me. I'm weighing kilos. Ace and the doctor see Mike with the time controller sneaking away. And so the doctor tells Ace to follow him. The Daleks take the Hand of Omega into the shuttle. At the school, and then it takes off and watched by the doctor, who smiles and then tips his hat in a kind of, you know, hey, thanks, that's exactly what I wanted. And Ace sees it flying overhead and says, wicked. It's one of her annoying traits. Like, it's, you know, it's a fun catchphrase when you're a kid. I was a teenager at the time, like, and almost, you know, legally able to drink. I mean, I had been drinking already, but I was almost of age where that was not a problem anymore. But yeah, I was, you know, I probably thought I was too cool for people to say wicked. I was like, oh God. Also, her name was Ace. It was like, oh my God, so cringy. I mean, really. I was very trendy. But, you know, now here I am as an adult, and I'm like, no, it's hilarious fun. What's wrong with you, teenage Adam? What's wrong with you, you crazy, you know, almost adult? Look, I was, you know, I mean, I still was desperately into Doctor Who. I was drawing pictures for the covers of the VHSs that I was recording. But you know, when you get to those older teen years, you're just like, everything you loved as a kid, you decide was terrible. And, you know, I just never quite let go entirely. And then now I'm still deep in it. I'm way, both feet right in Doctor Who world. Anyway, while Ace is saying wicked, the little girl is skipping down the street. Oh, no. Ace doesn't know that she's the evil monster, that she's the, you know, the Dalek's pawn, and that she's got Emperor Lightning Fingers. In the cellar, the doctor says his plan is a surprise. Okay. On the Dalek ship, the shuttle docks and the Hand of Omega is put into the control circuit. And in the cellar, the Doctor contacts the Daleks via the TV that's plugged into the transmat and says he's president-elect of Gallifrey, keeper of the legacy of Rassilon, protector of the laws of time. And the Emperor Dalek says, "So, Doctor, you've changed again." And then the Emperor Dalek, who, you know, we have established is a big bowl-headed thing, his bowl rolls back, his dome flips back, and inside is Davros! What? Just when I think I couldn't have another surprise in this episode, there's a Davros inside the Emperor? Oh, this is amazing. Oh, I remember being completely blown away. Because I was, at that point, frustrated that Davros was always in a Doctor Who story, in a Dalek story. So I was like, oh, I've had enough of Davros. Get back to just being Dalek stories. Because, you know, as a kid, I read a lot of the old Dalek books, like so the first and second Doctor stories. Like, you know, I really wanted to know how that all worked. Like, even the couple of Dalek stories during the third Doctor era, there was no Davros. He turned up during Tom Baker's era. But ever since then, there's all, like, Davros is in all of them. And this one looked like it was not going to have Davros in it. And it didn't. Like, it looked like Davros might have been the little girl in the chair, but then that turned out to be the little girl. So when Davros turns up, you know, right here in part four, I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine with the Emperor being Davros because he hasn't been dominating the entire story the entire time. He's just kind of turned up right at the end. Oh, my God. Davros, just out of nowhere, sneakily being the Emperor the whole time. Oh, so much excitement. I don't know why, but this episode, well, these four episodes, they just seem to kind of like hit all these perfect notes when it comes to nostalgia and but still being a kind of exciting and fun and adventurous story. It's just, I love it. All right, I'll continue loving it in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.